So Ebenezer Eben means stone, and then Ezer or Ezer means of help, so it's stone of help. Also, thank you, Jerry, for the great reminder and just kind of introducing this concept of symbols. I know I will never look at a no parking sign in the same way again.
Sorry.
That's all right. So thank you for that. And that is a great lead into our scripture and our message this morning, which is about communion. Our scripture this morning comes from Mark chapter 14, starting verse 22. If you'd like to look that up in your Bible and follow along, it is a very, should be a very familiar passage to anybody who has taken communion before. It contains the words of the covenant that Jesus is making here. So Mark chapter 14, starting in verse 22, all the way through 25. This is what Jesus says. While they were eating, Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." The word of the Lord. Invite Pastor Andy Ford. We'll pray over him, and then he will bring us the message this morning. Almighty God, we thank you for the message you put on Pastor Andy's heart and the work he's done into studying and into preparing for this. God, I pray for us that as we hear more about what this communion is, what it means, and why we participate together, Lord, may our hearts be open to your movement. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Alex and Jerry and worship team. Put yourselves back around that table with Jesus and the disciples as during the meal he took bread, common, ordinary sustenance of life. And we will in a moment be breaking it and sharing together. But he said some very strange things. He said, "Here, this bread, it's my body. Eat of it." Strange. If you would have been sitting there, would you have understood what he was talking about? I doubt it. I know they didn't understand it because they still were talking about the usual petty things that they were talking about and who was greater than the other and who was better than this person and that person. They were still doing that. They had followed Jesus for several years and they still didn't have a clue what he was talking about. But he said, "This bread is a symbol of my body." And thanks to Lois for putting that banner up there. Very appropriate. This is my body. But instead of us thinking of it in a literal sense, which some Christian traditions think of it as literal, we see it as a symbol. And thanks, Jerry, for you basically preached a very good sermon right there, folks. So it was a symbol. The bread is a symbol of his body that was broken for us. The same way he took the cup. And he said, "The cup is a symbol of my blood that is shed for you." Now, bread is the essence of life. Blood is life itself. It carries nutrients and all the things that our body needs. And the point that Jesus was making was that his body was going to be broken. And just like wheat that is crushed and mixed with other things and baked into bread. His body was going to be broken, crushed, and his life was going to be ended so that we could have spiritual sustenance. And the cup, wine that they used, we use grape juice, was a symbol of blood that was shed for us for our redemption. This, and then he said, take of it, eat of it. And Paul later then in 1 Corinthians 11 said, as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we remember the Lord's death until he come. That's the Ebenezer part. And every so often the people of Israel would go to Gilgal and they would pass by that pile of stones. And that would represent for them a time of recommitting of their faith to God. And so I would like us to think of that today. To summarize all that I want to say about it, I'm going to try to summarize it just as quickly as I can. If you wish to write them down, you may. There are four words. They start with the letter C. The first is that as we partake, it is an act of confession of our faith. As we partake of this bread together as a symbol of Christ's body that was broken for us. It's a confession of our faith. You see, faith is an internal thing that we feel and we experience in here, but we do something externally to express our faith. Now, for us today, this is not going to cost us much. We won't be persecuted for sharing together. We won't have people standing outside and arresting us and putting us in jail because we have partaken of this bread or of the cup. But in the first century, the early Christians were accused of being cannibals because they said the Christians eat flesh and drink blood. And furthermore, the Christians said their allegiance was to God, not Caesar. And those things put together made you very, very liable, even to the point of death. That confession won't cost us that today. But I would like us to think about the ways in which, as we confess our faith in Christ again, what does God ask of us to give our lives in service to him in the days ahead? I have also known of people who have not, before they took communion, made a public confession of faith. Maybe you're here today and this would be your means of making a confession of faith. I would invite that. The second C stands for contrition in worship. What we are doing today, folks, is a sacred action, not a sacrament. Some people take or they see the Eucharist as being the actual body and blood of Christ. We in our tradition see it as a symbol, as Jerry has pointed out. But it's a sacred action that we enter into with seriousness and yet celebration. We remember again as we worship together and as the worship team led us earlier in singing, all that God has given to us, the love that he has shown for us by Christ dying for us, it's a contrition, it's a worship, it's a giving of thanks for what God has given for us, that we might experience eternal life, both through the body and the blood of Christ. First one was confession. The second, contrition. The third is commitment. Recommitment. And Jerry has covered that, because in the Old Testament time, the Israelites would go back every so many months or years, go back to Gilgal to recommit their lives to God. This is, in a sense, a recommittal of our lives to follow God. It's commitment. It's not for the ones who have it all together. Because I don't know you all very well, but I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but I have not met any of us yet, including myself, who have it all together. But this is a means for helping us get it together spiritually. This is a means of helping us to grow as we recommit ourselves to God. It's also a means of spiritual healing. We talked last week about healing, and spiritual and soul healing is of utmost importance. What Jesus has done for us and our committing of our lives to Him is spiritual healing. And along with that, as we observe communion this morning, Alex will be over here in this corner to be available for anyone who would wish to be anointed with oil for any kind of healing that you might have while we are partaking of communion. If you wish to be anointed, find your way over, and Alex will do that. It's part of a healing process and a recommitment of our life to God. It's for anyone. Maybe you're a young Christian, maybe you're a person, a young child who has made a confession of faith and you're not been baptized or joined the church, that's okay. We invite you to partake today, because this is a symbol of the last C that I want to talk about, and that is community. Young people, children, we are all part of this community. And as we partake of communion today, we join the many millions of others across the world who are also participating. So, parents, as you come forward, if your child has made a confession of faith and in their own way has made a statement to say they want to invite Jesus in their heart, use your discretion on having them participate, whether with the bread and the cup or with a grape that's here as well. But it's a means of helping us grow and be part of this community together. I'm going to be asking us to come down the center aisle and then go around and go back to your seats along the side aisles. We'll start at the front and come through. And I would ask, as the elders will be coming in a moment, they will be holding the bread, and you can tear off a piece of it and then dip it into the juice. And as you partake, let us remember that it is a sacred action, not a sacrament, but a sacred action that indeed is meant to bring healing to our spirit. Mark talked about it, and that was read, that indeed Jesus took the bread and blessed it and broke it. Before I bless the bread and break it, I would like to do one other thing. As we enter into this time of celebration and worship together, I want us to bow our heads, and I want us to examine ourselves. If there is any unconfessed sin in your life, confess it to the Lord and ask forgiveness, so that we might enter into this time of celebration with pure hearts. Let us pray. Oh Lord, our prayer is that you would cleanse us and make us pure. It's not of our worth that we come before you, but it's only because of your forgiveness granted to us through Christ. So as we have confessed our sin before you, O Lord, let us be assured of your forgiveness and that we can enter into this time of remembrance with pure hearts. Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread and blessed it and then broke it. Oh God, I pray, may this bread which is broken indeed be a symbol of your body that was broken, and that as we partake, may we be healed and renewed in spirit and in body. Transform it, O Lord, from that which is just a common, ordinary piece of bread to that which has sacred meaning to us. And may it be a means of growth for our faith to follow you. In the same way, he also took the cup and blessed it. Dear God, you had a way of taking the ordinary things from the table in front of them as they were eating the bread and the wine, and you transformed it from that which is only just a common, ordinary, everyday use to that which is sacred. And you have a way of doing that for us as well. I pray, O God, that this cup will be transformed from that which only has earthly meaning to that which has spiritual value. And may we be blessed and healed in spirit and in body as we partake. For it's in your name we pray. Amen. I would ask the elders to come forward, and those who will be assisting. And as you come forward, I would invite you to come through, starting here at the front, down the center aisle again. Anyone wishes for anointing, you may contact, go over to see Alex. We also have gluten-free bread for anyone who wishes gluten-free. Please come down this side, the organ side, and this will be available.